Welcome to the Central Media Office of Hizb al-Tahrir's English podcast. Press release. What is right is that America should pay us, not the other way around. U.S. President Trump concluded his golf tour on Friday, during which he announced the signing of deals exceeding $3 trillion in investments for his country. Trump received a lavish official reception, unprecedented in the countries he visited. He concluded his visit with a visit to the Abrahamic Family House, which symbolizes the Abraham Accords, which he is behind its establishment. This tour reaffirmed that Muslim rulers' subservience to the Kuffar colonialist West at the expense of the interests of the Islamic Ummah know no bounds. They welcomed the American president as the beloved heroes, with red and purple carpets, and even with jets in the skies. They gathered the country's princes and notables to shake his hand, a scene that was truly shocking. Then, under the guise of investments and deals, they presented him with billions of dollars of the Islamic Ummah's wealth on a golden plate. They were dark days. The Ummah tasted the bitterness of the scene as it witnessed with its own eyes how its rulers squandered the wealth they had amassed from their country's wealth and then gave it to America, the country that destroyed Iraq and Afghanistan and armed a Jewish army with bombs that devastated Gaza, Lebanon, Yemen, and Syria. Then it witnessed how Trump gathered them for a summit where he did not hesitate to call for normalization with the Jewish entity while its army kills dozens of Muslims daily in Gaza. He even reiterated his ambitions and dreams of owning the Hashem's Gaza Strip and turning it into an investment project for himself, as if it were a piece of land without people. What is right is that America should be the one to pay money to the Islamic Ummah for the wars, calamities, and conspiracies it had brought upon Muslims, their deen, their lands, and their interests. But how can this be possible when the Ummah does not have a caliph? When Muslims had a caliph, the Ummah taught its enemies and those who dared to attack it and its interests the lessons that have been written down in history. To this day, Muslims still repeat the saying of their caliph to the kafir rulers, "The answer is what you see, not what you hear." On this occasion, we remind the Islamic Ummah that it still has to shoulder the responsibility that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam left upon it. Make the earth prosperous with Islam. It cannot rest until the Khilafah Caliphate is restored, reconsolidating its ranks and revitalizing its youth. Its condition can return to what the companion Rabi ibn Amr described to the Persian army commander Rustam in a glorious scene. He said to him, leaning on his spear, "Allah has sent us to lead humankind from the worship of other servants to the worship of the Lord of servants, from the injustice of religions to the justice of Islam, and from the narrowness of this world to the spaciousness of this world and the hereafter." We are all optimistic and hopeful that the Ummah can see and will not be satisfied with what Trump and his agents among the Muslim rulers want to plan for it. Whether it is paying taxes, submitting to the criminal Jewish entity, or empowering the secular life that is hostile to Islam. Rather, the Islamic Ummah has proven that whenever it sees that a sincere and fruitful effort has been launched in any of its corners, it supports and backs it, sacrificing its wealth and lives to ensure its success. And, Allah willing, whenever it sees that its Khilafah has returned, it will support it with all its might and determination. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, لا يغرنك تقلب الذين كفروا في البلاد. Do not be deceived by the prosperity of the disbelievers throughout the land. Ali Imran 196. The Central Media Office of Hizb al-Tahrir.